What's your name?
Lawrence McDaniel. I'm gonna tell you about the day the storm came. You know where I was. I was in the lower part of the night walk on Louisa Street, stuck in a flat house where I had to come out through the roof. You know, I had to knock a hole in my roof, climb on top of the house. Water coming up there, about to get in on top of the roof. We hanging up there. I stood up there 2 days with no water, no food, no shoes, a pair of short pants, no shirt, on top of the roof. Sun burning me, water looking good to drink, but I couldn't drink it, you know. So a helicopter pad there that third day said, oh, y'all ain't got the word, we come and get y'all. I said, man, just throw me some water. He said, be cool, we coming right back. We bringing this family home. So that was in like 9 o'clock that morning, you know. So I say, oh, Lord, if we got to stay another day and they don't come, we're going to be dead by the time they get here. So they didn't come that third day. Came that fourth day. I put a pad down there. I look up in the sky. I saw nothing but stars. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if they don't come pick me up tomorrow, I'm going to hit that water, go down, tie myself on something, and drown. And then I put my pad down. I said my prayer, and all of a sudden, a big old light came out. I said, oh, Jesus, you're coming to get me. Here that was the helicopter coming to rescue me. So I said, the Lord did came. But then when the man came down with an orange on, I said, oh, Lord, Lord, I thought you supposed to have white on. The man said, no, we the rescue crew. Come on. And they brought me over here. Brought me under the bridge where I think under there was poor living, poor bad, poor their boss. I said, yeah. I stayed under the bridge laying on an old nasty box. I had nothing to put on till I got here. They give me some food. I drunk a lot of water then. Then they brought me here right here. They treated us so nice. But now, look like everything going to an end. We got to find somewhere to go. So this church was nice enough to take me in, because the single man ain't got no family. He by himself. Well, I could have looked at him. They going to look out for the people that got family, like the elders, you know, all them. And I'll be the last one. But these church was nice enough to take me. I'm going with them. That's my story.
Were you in the Superdome at all in New Orleans?
No, They picked me off the roof of my house. I never was in the Superdome.
And they flew you all the way here to Houston?
No, They flew me to the bridge, right by the bridge. And then they bus us over here to Houston. And I've been over here ever since.
Do you have any family here right now?
No, all my family. Yeah, I got my nephew right here with me. That's part of my family. He the one came and got me, told me don't go to Arkansas. Come with them. And I'm going with them. Because I don't like Arkansas anyway. But it was a good experience, you know. But that's it. That, you know, I'm going with them. They're going to help me find a job, a place to live. And I'm going to be satisfied. I'm going to be happy. That's all I know now.
Was there family left back in New Orleans?
Did I have any? All my family got out. They're all over. You know, I got family. I had a sister down here, but she left. I think she went by my older sister. You know, I got 10 sisters and 4 brothers. I had 5, but 1 died. He didn't die in a storm or nothing. He died by, like, he had cancer. And he died before the storm.
So have you been able to get in contact with the rest of your brothers and sisters after the storm?
Oh, yeah. I got in touch. They got me online with them. And then I got some phone numbers and called them. And I got in touch with all of them.
Do you want to go back to New Orleans?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. That's my city. I was born and raised there. You ain't gonna leave a place you were born and raised. So after they get it together, I'm according to how I work out here. If I find me a good job, nice job, barely take care of myself, I might not go back. I might go back and visit, but I might not go back and live, you know.
What part of New Orleans?
But the night walk. This is our project. That's the part I was born and raised at, right there. Been all over, done that, did that, been there. I'm satisfied now.
Some people are going back to New Orleans already. Have you talked to people that are already going back?
Yeah, and they're coming right back, too. You ain't seen the papers? Huh, look at the paper. They're all coming back now. They say they could go in there, but they think that storm coming there, too. So they're sending them back. That was a waste of time.
So they're all coming from Houston, they went to New Orleans, and now they're coming back to Houston?
Yeah, they're coming back to Houston. And then Houston gonna turn them around. They're gonna have to go to Arkansas, Beaumont, other places, huh?
Is there anything else that you'd like to say for this interview?
No, that's it. I'm happy. And I know my family and them happy, because my sister and them, see, they all got a house already. They wanted me to come by them, but I said, no. I've been with y'all too many years. It's time for me to go on my own. And I'm going on my own. And that's all I got to say.
And your first and last name once again?
Lawrence McDaniel. I got a millionaire named Paul.
All right, thank you, Lawrence.
Who this for? Who what radio station?
This is for KPFTE in Houston, and for I'm going to put it on the internet for lots of other radio stations all around the world.
Okay, well, hello, Houston.
I'm from Santa Cruz. You want to say hello, Santa Cruz?
Well, hello, Santa Cruz. Anybody that help us, I say hello and thank y'all a lot.